Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
Hey guys, welcome to Fitpreneurs Kickass, and we've got a special episode today, and we're going to start doing a lot more of these. But before we go into my special guest, as always here on the Kickass show, please do head to facebook.com/fitpreneurs if you want to check out live the show. Also on iTunes, if you're listening in, hello. Always go to iTunes and give a 5-star review. And if you are listening on SoundCloud, connect with us there. Also over on YouTube. And as always, we'd love to connect with you, whatever channel you are listening in on. And, you know, I'm here today, actually, in the brand new set. If you're watching this on video, you'll see that we're in a different set. Why? Because I've moved from La Jolla in San Diego to the Fitpreneurs True Transformation Ranch, which is going to host amazing events. It's a really big location. I did a behind the scenes video that you guys can check out. And I'm so excited, not just for this location, but the amount of transformations it is going to facilitate and being able to connect with people in person. And one of those people that I'm going to be connecting with in person is the amazing, the beautiful, the courageous, the tons of other words, Larissa.
Awesome,
Larissa Lee. Hello, welcome to
Hi, thanks for having me.
you are more than welcome. Well, welcome to the first Fitpreneurs Kicking Ass shows over on Kickass. You know, you have a pretty amazing, remarkable story. You know, I was just talking to Larissa off the live stream that we were doing, and I was saying that Larissa is the fastest moving, okay, the fastest moving Fitpreneur in history. And we're going to talk about the journey of Larissa and her business, you know, during this this training and this video, because I really want you guys to be inspired. I really want you to, you know, to get motivated wherever you are in your business, because you've gone into this industry to hear these words: you changed my life. Larissa, talk us back to when you first got into the industry, when you were thinking to yourself, all I want to do is help people. You know, when did you first get into the industry, and what made you want to, you know, go and help people? And let's talk about that journey up until the point when we had our conversation.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So I am a registered nurse and still am. But as of August 10th, I'll be leaving that to work on my full-time business now, thanks to Simon and the amazing program that he's created. But I've been a nurse for about 9 years. And about 3 years ago is when I really got serious and learning about other aspects of health and taking diet and nutrition to incorporate that and help people get healthier. I worked in critical care, so I would see a lot of like interesting things and horrible things happen to people all the time. And I would just simply think like, oh my goodness, these people don't have to get to this point. Like, there's a better way to do this. So ultimately, 3 years ago, that got my wheel spinning to thinking like, how else can I help people in a greater way and actually prevent them from getting to that point? And along that same time, I ended up coming down with my own illness and had a rare form of cancer growing in my left knee, which was crazy. I was only 27 at the time, which scared me so much. So that's kind of really what catapulted me into learning other aspects of health and then wanting also to help other people. 2 years ago is when I actually dived into starting my business and getting it up and running. But it never quite got to the status that I really wanted. Of course, you know, it takes time to build a business, but since being with Simon, it's definitely catapulted within a month, which is crazy to me. Anxiety driving and exciting at the same time. So,
I want to be very transparent on this training, because when you came to Fitpreneurs, unlike some people, you already had a following. So right. Talk about how you built that up, how long it took you, you know, okay. What you'd spent so much time building this up, but you also had a lot of frustration with that because you didn't have monetization. You didn't have a business model to implement. So right. Like, how did you build that up? Like, what happened in the period of time prior to us connecting?
Okay. So, like I said, I had started my business almost 2 years ago now. And when I first started, I entered into a coaching program, a business coaching program, similar to this one, but it wasn't specific for like health professionals or personal trainers and things like that. And that kind of helped me get a little bit of a base, but it didn't really like catapult me to kind of the success I'm having now. Over the time, I've kind of just started from scratch. I started with building a blog and, you know, being afraid to post my blog posts on my personal page because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want people to see this. They're going to judge me. What are they going to say? But, you know, I kind of had to bust through that fear and just be like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to post it anyway because ultimately I want my business to grow more than I'm afraid of what people think. So I started posting that. I didn't get much response on them. And, you know, ultimately that's what happens when you first start out. People are kind of like trying to see and trying to feel you when they're used to seeing you in a particular role. And then you're switching that. They're kind of like, what is she doing now? Even though I didn't get a lot of responses at first, I still kind of continued to build the community. And after like blog posting, I kind of got tired of doing blog posts. So I was like, you know what? I like to do videos. So let me try doing videos. So about a year into building my business, I started doing Facebook Live. And of course, the first time I ever did Facebook Live, that was super scary as well. Mm-hmm. Just like everything's going to be scary when you first do it in the beginning. And I wasn't doing them really consistently. I was doing them every now and then, but I wasn't really, like I said, being consistent with that. And I want to say about maybe in March of this year is when I decided, you know what, like, I've kind of been like fiddling around, like, I need to really get serious, treat this like a business, and I need to show up consistently with great value every single day so that people know that, you know what, you're going to listen to me, you're going to hear what I have to say, and I'm not going away. And until you start listening to me, like, I'm not going to stop. And even when you do start listening to me, I'm still not going to stop. So since March, I've been doing my live videos every morning consistently around the same time, called The Morning Juice, just sharing kind of pretty much all the information that I know. And you know, at first sharing all that information on video, I felt like I was sharing everything and like, oh my gosh, why would people want to work with me if I'm sharing all this information? But what I'm learning is that, you know, ultimately people are grateful for the information. They're getting results from that free information. And when they get results from that free information, it ultimately makes them think like, oh my gosh, if I get results from this free information, what is she going to give me when I actually go through her program and pay for it? So really just building the tribe kind of happened just with me being consistent, giving great value and not caring what people would think.
And being yourself.
And being myself, yes, as well.
So let's talk about, you know, you're doing this, you know, kind of like outside of work hours. What's going through your mind while you're at work?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to be here. Why do I have to be here? I'd rather be doing something else. Like it's a drain when you're going to a place that doesn't necessarily align with ultimately what you want to do. And right. I had to kind of refocus my thoughts and thinking like, okay, well, this is helping me build my dream, but at the same time, I really don't want to be here because ultimately it's kind of a waste of your time, waste of my time because it's not what I want to do.
So you've built this following, you're getting thousands of views, some videos are popping, some videos aren't, and you're starting to like, people are interacting and all that's great and that's making you feel good. But at the same time you're working in this job where you're helping people, but you really don't want to be there. You want to start serving on a much bigger level. When came that kind of tipping point where you're like, enough is enough, I've got to make a change. What was the trigger?
Got to make a change for like leaving my job?
To, you know, move forward in a different way, you know?
I was just like, you know what? I have all these followers. Like I have like 50,000 followers and like, I have to find a way to monetize this. Like I have to, like, I'm not going to just be, and I hate to say wasting my time, but sharing all this information just for nothing. I mean, it's great that it's helping people and I ultimately want to do that, but I also want to help myself too. So it was pretty much like, you know what? It's now or never. Like I have to do this. Like if I want this to be something that I ultimately want to do for the rest of my life or, you know, the here and now, like I have to do this. Like I have to, there's no other option.
And so do you mind sharing like what you were generating at the time in terms of revenue to what shifted? And I want to talk about what changed and what some of your, you know, your goals were. So what you kind of making at the time, and then let's talk about the breakthrough moment when you know we had the conversation, and then what happened, so that people really understand the steps. Because
right.
when we talk about the numbers that you've generated, and now the amount of people that you're helping, and you're changing lives, and you're quitting this job, and all of that, that's going to sound great to some people, but they really need to understand, like, how did that happen, right?
Okay. Right. Okay. So, I want to say last month, I was making $2,000 in my business, and that was simply through like detox products that I created, since, you know, I specialize in plant-based nutrition and detoxing. The month before that, I made $500, and that was simply from coaching one one-on-one client and a few other, detox products that I had sold. And what really like struck a nerve with me was when I saw Anna's story. And I heard that, you know, she had been 2 years in her business, and that she was kind of consistently making money and helping people and, you know, doing what she had to do. And I was sitting here thinking, like, I don't want to be a person who has all these followers and I can't monetize that. Like, what's the point of having all, like, it just followers? There's no point in that. So I hopped on a call with you. And we kind of discussed like what some of my goals were, what I foresaw, kind of where I was struggling. And, you know, in my mind, I wanted to do it, but at the same time, I was so afraid to do it.
Because you'd been in something previously that didn't right. give you the results, right?
Exactly, exactly. I had gone through 2 business programs before. One was pretty good. The other one was okay. And it really didn't give me anything that I was looking for. So I was kind of afraid to invest again. But I kept on holding to Anna's story, like, oh my gosh, if she did it, I can do it too. So.
Cool. And then let's talk about the breakthrough moment. When did everything kind of shift for you, and what was different? You know, what was different for you? Was it, let's talk about Val, Sophie, all of those things, Anna, you know, what was the process after? So you've just invested and now it's scary because you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. Right. Little do you know, 5 weeks later.
I know.
Let's talk about the transformation. When did you suddenly go and relax and go, this is going to be okay?
A few days ago. But to be honest, a few days ago. But when I talked to Sophie, she kind of broke it down for me. We kind of went through the amount of time that I was spending at work, the amount of money I was getting paid to do that for something that I didn't even want to do, and that was ultimately taking me away from something that I wanted to do. And then she compared that to how much income I generated in an hour of doing what I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And that couldn't compare, because what I made in a week, I could generate in an hour. And it was just like, that really put my mind into perspective.
And what was that first sale that you made? Do you remember posting that in the group?
Yeah, it was for $1,994.
$1,994. And how did you feel when you did that?
I was like, oh my gosh, people are going to actually pay this much to do this? And I was like, wow.
Yeah. And so let's talk about what happened in the 5 weeks. So let's talk about the income generated, the amount of people that you're now helping, the shift, all of the things that have happened now, and how you feel. And I know it's still scary because you're coming to deal with a lot of financial changes now.
Right. So
talk about that. What has it enabled you to do?
So ultimately, kind of over the past 5 weeks or so, ultimately what I've learned is that you can't really put a price on changing people's life, because ultimately you're there to maybe help them with their health, their weight loss, their energy. But ultimately that flows over into other areas of life that can change it and shift it in so many different ways for the better. And I ultimately had to understand my value in that and the value that I'm offering. And once I was able to understand that, it was easier for me to hop on a call with people and be like, all right, well, this is the price and this is what it is, and not feel bad about that. That is probably the biggest shift for me that has happened with that.
Yeah. And what have you generated in 5 weeks in sales, and then also the number, which is really important, which is cash collected?
Right. So I've generated, I have it written down, because $30,730 in sales this month so far. And then the cash that I have is $17,067.
How does that make you feel? And also, what have you been able to do now? Because you're able to now quit your job, right?
I know. I'm able to have freedom. Like, I feel like now that I'm able to, like, leave my job, I'm able to focus on other areas of my business. Like, I have a Facebook group that I wasn't really nurturing because I didn't feel like I had the time because I was focusing all my time on doing the live videos and working. So I feel like I also have the time now to do a lot more stuff on my business page to help bring in more people. I have a lot more time to tweak my website, like tweak all these things that can help my business grow even more, opposed to focusing, like, splitting my energy on work and my business. So yeah.
So let's talk about the coaching side of things with, you know, Val, Sophie, Anna, the program. What's been different for you? Is it the structure? Is it the, like, in your own, like, what's been different for you? Is it just
absolutely the structure? There is, like, an unlimited amount of support. Like, there's 3 weekly group coaching calls that you can hop on. You also get one-on-one support, and the first call with Val kind of helps ease you into the process, because, you know, we're all frightened, like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? So she kind of, like, lays out the framework, you know, lets you know what you need to expect, and kind of lets us know that, you know what, like, we are here for you, whatever you need, we're here to help. And then with Sophie, she, like, shifts my mind so much every time I talk to her. She just blows it out of the water. So I really, really like that it's a group, but also it has the one-on-one support as well, and a lot of one-on-one support. Cause even like you, like, you'll check in, through Facebook message as well, which is great.
Yeah. And so what is your vision now for the next year in terms of what you want to do? And more importantly, the people that you're helping, because this revenue is great and it's given you freedom to be able to have the life that you want.
Right.
You're able to now focus 100% on this. And by the way, this is 100% online with just nutrition, right? So,
right.
And also you do, you know, you cover mindset too, but, you know, what are you looking forward to now with what you're able to do with this company?
Definitely touching more women. Like, that is my ultimate goal. I had probably like 10 goals written down on a huge goal board that I made in the beginning of the year. And I, on that goal board was, I want to inspire women all over the world to live their healthiest life and work on my health coaching business full time. Like, that was my goal in the beginning of the year. And I didn't know absolutely how that was going to happen, because at the time it didn't look like anything around me like that was going to happen at all. So now, like, women who are not in the United States are watching my videos, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. That's what I wanted. That's what I'm able to do now, inspire more people. People who are in my program, not everybody is in the United States either, which is crazy. And now I have freedom. I can create freedom for myself, and ultimately also freedom for the women that I'm helping.
What would be some tips for you for someone who's just starting out that has the qualifications, they have the drive that you had, that doesn't have a following, and then for the people who do have a following that don't have a business model in place? What would you say? Because you've been in, you're in both of these scenarios, or you have been, right?
So for those of you who don't have a following, just be consistent. Don't stop. People see you, even though they may not comment or like your stuff, they see you. And just show people that you have value to give. Give everything you have. Show them that you're going to be there for them, ultimately, even when it's for free. Because when you're giving all that information for free, it shows that you're really dedicated. But don't let the time it takes deter you from staying consistent. Because if you keep doing it, ultimately, you're going to win in the end.
Yeah.
And then for those who do have a following, I would definitely say align yourself with somebody who knows how the game works, because you're not trained in that. Like, you're trained in nutrition, you're trained in personal training, but you're not necessarily trained in how to build a business. Definitely get in a good program that's going to give you some great supports and some great systems to help push you along the way, and have a great track record.
What do you think are some of the dangers of trying to figure it out on your own? You know, looking at so many people that try and do that without, you know, they've got so much of a following, and they mm-hmm. maybe, you know, they're getting lots of likes, and they've got big Instagram, but it's like, there's nothing on the back end. And the conversation that we had, remember, was about sales. You were kind of scared of that. How's that shifting now for you?
So I'm definitely, I feel like I'm a lot better for sure. Obviously I'm not perfect, but clearly I've made some great numbers here. So I'm getting more comfortable around that and understanding the process. And also, ultimately, I feel like the thing with sales, it comes down to understanding what I'm offering is valuable. And when I understood that, sales became a lot easier. And also ultimately, like when you're going into a call too, Sophie says this, like, it's not about making the sale, but serving the person that's on the call and helping them understand like what they're struggling with, what their goals are. And ultimately if the program works for them or not, like that's okay. You're there to ultimately serve. So that's helped.
I mean, what revenue did you really think that you would generate in 5 weeks versus what you've generated now? Like, what was your expectation? Even coming into the program, like, what did you think? What would you have been happy with after 5 weeks?
I would have been happy with like $5,000. I didn't necessarily think that was going to happen, but I would have been happy with $5,000 for sure.
Yeah. And I don't think even the month's out yet. I think we've got a day left, have we?
Oh, yeah. This is the last day. This is the last day.
So I'm looking forward to meeting you and connecting with you in person in San Diego at the ranch. So
yeah, definitely.
That's another thing too, is let's talk about just briefly around how important the community is, because Fitpreneurs and the people that you've connected with, that it's such a great energy. And I think people, sometimes it's can be very lonely to try and do stuff on your own, especially online when you're behind a computer all the time.
Right.
And how have you found those calls and the people that you've connected with?
Everybody's really supportive in the group. Your wins are their wins. And it's also awesome to see their wins as well, because it helps to motivate you. Also, a few of us have kind of gone off and created our own group chat. So holding each other accountable to doing, staying productive and doing the tasks that we hold ourselves accountable to each and every day. So I love that. And then also the live event. So the live events that you have. So it's awesome too.
And what do you love most about your program? And what maybe some tips for other people in developing their own program and how to get results with people? What have you noticed for people who have the ladies that you've been helping? Because, you know, like we teach too, not everyone's a fit for your program, but right. For the people who do come in, like people have to be the right fit for your program.
What I like is that they are like so motivated and like so like ready to go. Like even before we started, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Like it can't come soon enough. So definitely the motivation that I see that they have is definitely getting me excited and pumping me up.
Good as stuff. Well. Mm-hmm. Well, the story is so inspirational and motivational. And not, you know, not just for the people that you're helping in your programs, but also the other, you know, fitpreneurs and lots of people out there who have invested so much in themselves with their skills, right? It's like, I've invested so much of my time and energy to want to help people, but I'm still not monetizing that and maximizing that. And it's really time for people to realize that when you have the right system, when you have the right support and you have that drive, everything can finally click. It's not that the process is going to be easy, because you have worked really hard, right? You've had to get out of your job and then get onto calls. And it's like, let's to finish up with a very honest conversation around like, is it easy? Is it difficult? What have you got to go through? You're going to go through whirlwinds. Is it going to be, you're going to be crying someday? Talk about 5 weeks of the emotions that you've gone through.
Oh my gosh. In one day, I can go from being super excited to the next hour, feeling super anxious and feeling sad and feeling happy again. Like every range of emotion is felt within one day over the past 5 weeks. It's calmed down a lot as I've gotten, you know, more confident in the process and my mind shift, set has shifted. And again, me understanding the value that I'm providing. But definitely like ups and downs, highs and lows, like crazy. And no, it's not going to be easy. But if you're dedicated and if this is something that you ultimately truly want to do, like you will stop at nothing. Right. So definitely hard work, definitely takes your time. But it's worth it. It's all worth it because you're building something for yourself and helping other people in the end. So
well, that's exactly what your clients are going through when they come into your program.
I guess they are.
Right. It's the same for everyone. I think people think that they're not going to go through an emotional roller coaster. If you're not progressing and you're not pushing hard, then things will be static and you'll just be feeling normal. Right. But you're like, you've shifted and you've grown and you're now making more revenue and you're helping more people. And you're like now, well, I've got to deliver to these people. And it's called being a fitpreneur and it's called growing an amazing business. So I'm so glad that, you know, we're going to be supporting you throughout this journey and just a fantastic story. So guys, if you want to get similar results to Larissa, then click the link below, apply for your breakthrough call and also check out the webinar with Anna. Let's just finish up about that webinar too. What was a big aha moment from that webinar? Was it the travel? Was it just the revenue that she was making?
It was like I saw myself in Anna because she had been doing her business for like 2 years and I was almost hitting the 2 year mark and she's over here making all this money and she has a good following, but my following was bigger than hers. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing wrong here? Like, there absolutely has to be like something that I'm missing. So I was like, yo, if she can get these results, if he can help her get these results, then he can definitely help me get these results because I felt like I was totally hurt. So
what are you going to do now with the revenue that you're making? Are you going to be looking to travel? Are you going to be looking to get a new home? Like, what is, are you going to reinvest in the business? Like, what do you want to do with the revenue that you've made?
So we just recently moved, so I won't be doing that. I'll probably be reinvesting back into the business. I also do options trading, so I'll probably invest in that. But my husband also just quit his job. We'll put his resignation letter in like a week ago. So we're going to go to Cancun in October to celebrate. So
woohoo! Good stuff. Woo-hoo! That's something that I'm definitely going to say, which is, guys, if you're watching this and you're working hard, you got to reward yourself too. You got to fill yourself back up because when you're of service to others and you're constantly like helping people, and you know, if you're jumping on a call, Larissa, which is what you're doing, you're serving those people. You're having a conversation, which is sometimes very emotional. It's very important that you guys practice self-care. And that's something that we really do at Fitpreneurs, which you've heard, Larissa. Self-care is a big part of this.
Yes.
Which is really important because you got to take care of yourselves, guys, because if you can be making a lot of money, okay, but if you're not taking care of yourself too, then you're just going to end up getting burnt out. So you know, got to take care. So check out the link in the comments or somewhere on this page. There'll be a link for the breakthrough call. Sometimes it's not an easy conversation which you'll have with myself or the team, but it is a conversation which will create a breakthrough. Remember, you guys are here to change more lives, and we're just plugging in a business model and the support which pushes you outside of your comfort zone. And I personally assure you that Larissa has been stretched by Sophie, who's her coach, and Val, and the rest of the team. So what are some of the things that she stretched you on?
Just like I said before, understanding the value, because I was having a lot of anxiety around charging people for the money, like charging people what I was charging, and then like ultimately helping them get results. And she made me realize that, you know, really my job is to show up with everything that I have every day for these people, for my clients. And in that I can't fail. Like, there's no failing in that. And ultimately, the people who come into your program, is going to be all up to them to get the results. You're just guiding them. And again, understanding that if you show up like you're supposed to show up, everything is going to be just fine. And they're going to get a ton of value. So,
Larissa, thank you so much. And again, looking forward to seeing you here. And Buddha will say hi with his paw here in San Diego. And guys, I will see you on another episode. Hang on a sec. Guys, I will see you on another episode of Kick Ass with more Fitpreneurs kicking ass. I'll see you very soon. Take it easy.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.